Phil, it's been another massive week on the Rush Hour.
It has indeed, Jimmy boy. And today we visit the Rush Hour vault and relive the moment I wooed Stifler's mum.
I think she wanted nothing to do with you, fat.
It's set for a Fruity Friday joke. Don't know why we're whispering.
But now, Bill, tell us about Dry July.
Yes, Jimmy boy, and you shouldn't have that there because it is July and I'm doing Dry July, Jim.
You are.
So what
how's
is
it going?
Well, it's the 23rd of July and I've had 2 days off. One was the Geelong-Carlton game where I sat in a box and I thought I'd better have a couple of frothies.
Right.
And then the lockdown Thursday week ago, we have a few drinks because it's lockdown. So I've had 2 days off where you pay $25 and you're allowed to have a drink to the cause. But I just got this the other day, so I was very proud of the team down there at Bowen Health because with a fund that I'm raising money for, it's called Billy's Frothy Fund, okay?
Right.
And it is currently, Jim, the number one fundraising team in Australia,
what?
If you don't mind. In Australia, Jim. We, because there's a few of us, have raised $37,000 for Bowen Health's Andrew Love Cancer Centre. That's what we're raising money
Very good.
The Andrew Love Cancer Centre, which does a great job down there in Geelong. So well done. And I've got some blokes that have helped me out in Geelong. And well done to Rory and Mark Neild.
Mark Neild's
part of my team, and he's doing a good job. He's doing a great job. Andy Mathers, who looks after the radio station down there, Jim, and we're getting closer every day.
You are.
And a few others, but also the team from Bowen Health. They do a really good job, Bowen Health Foundation, and also the team from Andrew Love. So I just wanted to give that a bit of a cheerio and say well done to everyone. We've got about, 9 days to go. Raise some more money because it goes to a very good local charity, and I won't have another drink until the end of July, Jim.
Oh, we need you to start back.
Why?
Well, because your output's been horrific. Like I thought, see, Rabs and I went the other way.
Yes.
We assume that because you drop into the creamy and probably, you know, indulge probably heavier than you probably should. We assumed when you came in that you were a bit sort of two sheets and not able to operate.
Yeah.
Now we realise that's when you do your best work.
That's right, Chip.
And when you're dry Geelong-ing, you just don't know what you're saying.
Well, yeah. Yes. Okay. So you're saying get back on it.
Well, I think for the good of all of us.
Do you think I've lost weight?
No.
Yes. Raps?
Mm-mm.
Oh, don't look at yourself.
No, you haven't.
I have.
So that you haven't had that benefit.
No. So I've had.
And you just can't speak properly.
Dry July and light and easy. And I've lost all this weight, Tim. It's just fallen off me.
What, has it?
Look at them. They've just fallen off me.
You shouldn't be able to do that.
No.
No, I've got big boobs.
I'm walking into the airlock before to start this show.
Mm.
The beautiful Rosie Walton, who does the show before us, well, earlier on, but she was in recording.
Looks after us
on the Saturdays. Yeah. As I'm walking in, Rabbits, I hear a sentence you should never hear.
What's that?
And that's Rosie Walton saying, Bill, stop playing with your nipples.
Jim, it's cold.
That's what she had to say. Stop playing with your nipples.
It's not workplace sort of behaviour.
No. Poor old hose.
It is if they're
She's
mine.
She's just trying to do her best work. Listened to this.
They're mine.
No, rabbit's turning off.
All right, I've got a joke too. Coming up soon.
No, he's too good. That's when he's at his absolute best right now.
Ridiculous, turn me on.
It's a Rush Hour special Friday podcast on the Listener app.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And in Melbourne, we call it a slab, Jim.
Oh, what's a slab of beer bought you, Bill?
So get the vernacular right.
How did he get that?
That's unbelievable.
What we've got to do right here is go back.
The Rush Hour's Friday flashback.
We did step back in time.
June 9, 2011.
Well, we're going to do something here. I don't know if you've ever recreated one of the most famous scenes in American Pie.
Oh, jeez.
Towards the end of the movie, after the prom. You've had a couple?
Yeah, I think I have.
Finch has had a couple.
Oh, look at him.
Hang on. You just take over here, Jim.
Wow.
Look at the setup on him. He's got the bow tie on.
Yes. This is for the scene.
No, so Finch was dressed this way.
Oh, my God.
This is why he was dressed the way he was, Jennifer. Stifler's mum and Finch about to do this scene. We've got a couple of seats set up here for you, Jen, you to take a seat.
I'm already.
Never seen a man more ready. All right, this is, of course, the seduction scene.
Oh, yes.
And we start with you, Bill, as Finch. And remember, you're an actor, all right? Yeah. So just don't be stupid here. Let's go.
Ah, Stifler's mum. thank you for letting us have a great party. I think I've got it, Jim.
Oh, as if there were any alternative in the matter. Are you enjoying yourself?
I'm three sheets to the wind, ma'am.
He's so bad. Gosh, I'm so happy for you. It takes the edge off, doesn't it? And where might your date be?
No date. Bathroom incident.
Pardon me?
Never mind. Have you anything to drink around here?
I believe the kegs are upstairs.
No, that's what the Cretans drink. Oh. I'm talking about alcohol, liquor, the good stuff.
All right. Yeah, I got some scotch.
Single malt.
Aged 18 years, the way I like it. Why don't you go grab the glasses? They're behind the bar.
I think I should.
Mr. Finch. Are you trying to seduce me?
Yes, I am. Ma'am?
Jesus. You know what? Yes. You're going to get it, Bill.
Shit, Jim. What do I do now?
Hey, Jen, he's gone off in the holster. I've never seen him. He's lost all ability to control his own behaviour.
Just went off in the holster. Sorry about that.
No.
No, that was very good.
What about
some of the acting there?
That was absolutely sensational. Congratulations.
I don't know if I'll get a part.
Hey, that is absolutely brilliant. So, Jen, have you ever done in any interview ever anything like that?
No, I can't believe your acting ability.
How good or how bad?
No, you're really good. I mean, you were channeling an 18-year-old kid.
Mm.
And I so believed everything that came out of your mouth.
If you have to think of a Hollywood actor who reminds you of Bill, Jennifer, who would it be?
Schwarzenegger?
No, No, you're a much better actor than Schwarzenegger. I would say Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's one of the most famous scenes ever in a movie, and we absolutely love the fact that you've been a good enough sport to have a go at it, Jen. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, is he really a famous footballer?
Yeah, he was. Not
really?
Anymore. A long time ago.
A while ago, and I wasn't that famous.
He had hair, and he was big and strong, and now look at him.
It happens to us all.
I think you look pretty great.
Jim, just wrap it up, and we'll go and have a coffee.
Jennifer Cooley, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Spending time on the Rush Hour.
Cheers. Thank you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, Wallabies, fire up tiny little furry marsupials.
James Brayshaw and Binns Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour special Friday edition of the podcast. Don't forget Port Adelaide Collingwood tonight from 6 p.m. on Triple M.
Unlike tomorrow night or last night where there were no games.
That's right. No footy till Friday, which is today, Jim.
All right. Come on now. This is a nice opportunity for you to go a little more fruity.
The music nearly came on there. Jim,
I was just trying to think of the appropriate word to describe how you can do this.
Biggest gap
you get the chance to just be a little fruity.
Mm.
Right. We did that once. I think it was before your time. I think Higg was looking after things.
We did.
Where Bill got that board on air that he said, let's just see how long we can't speak.
That was with me. That was and we looked at the clock.
And he goes, before the song starts, let's see how long we can say nothing.
How long is it? 7 seconds, isn't it?
And Bill,
Rabs?
The thing about it was, Rabs, the feedback we got was it was the best stuff Bill had come out with.
But remember, we couldn't do it because it was too long. We just kept going with nothing. And because the music comes on. Is that what happens when there's a long delay?
It's meant to.
But it didn't happen.
We couldn't make it work. All right. Now, Fat.
Yes.
Something fruity by way of joke to end what's been a
bloody good week.
Pretty ordinary week.
Billy. Hey,
Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose.
Righto, Jimmy boy. A school teacher asked her students to make a sentence containing the word, I presume. Okay, presume.
Yes.
That's two words.
Yeah. Well, expression or whatever, mm-hmm. I presume. Yes. Better than contagious, Jim, this one. Yeah. One little girl put up a hand and she said, "Yesterday my mother hand washed the dinner dishes and I presumed that the dishwasher was broken." Very good, said the teacher. Next one. "This morning my father drove the Volkswagen out of the garage. I presume that the BMW wouldn't start." Oh, excellent.
Hmm.
And, of course, little Johnny.
Johnny.
Little Johnny. Always little Johnny.
Naughty little bastard.
Got it. Exactly right. He's got his hand up out the back of the classroom. Okay, little Johnny, I'll give you a go. "Yesterday I saw Grandpa leave the house with a newspaper wrapped under his arm and headed to the bush. I presume that..." The teacher interrupted. She knew what I think little Johnny was going to say. Yes. "I stopped you because you have no idea what your grandfather was going to do, so you can't presume anything." Johnny said, "Please, teacher, let me finish my sentence." Oh, okay, little Johnny. "As I was saying, I saw Grandpa heading for the bush with a newspaper under his arm. I presumed he was going for a shit because he can't read." Not bad from little Johnny. He's a naughty little bastard, Jim, isn't he?
Oh, no.
Naughty, naughty Johnny.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, yeah, that's a fruity Friday. That makes us all happy inside. And then we just bounce off to work or the pub. We weren't in lockdown. Have a good weekend, Jim.
I'm not sure how much more of this I can do, Rev.
I'll just sleep in the sun.